This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Bart making his way over to the studio after spending the last couple hours on First Take with Stephen A. and company. We'll get here in a second, but we begin the show with breaking news from the NFL, and it is something that we were expecting would be coming down at some point either yesterday or today. It comes back today, and Bart Scott now with us after being on First Take this morning. So, Bart, I know as you're just hearing this as you're getting settled. So
yeah, that's crazy.
I will read it, and then you can react. So, Jake Trotter, who covers the Browns for us at ESPN, said the NFL and NFLPA have agreed to a settlement on discipline for Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. He will serve an 11-game suspension. He will pay a $5 million fine for violating the league's personal conduct policy. And he will be eligible to play Week 13. Guess who they play and where?
The Houston Texans?
Yes, they play at Houston against the Texans, his former team, where all this happened. Amazing, but that is true. The $5 million, Adam Schefter also obviously part of the coverage of this as well, adds that the five, for anybody wondering, well, where's the $5 million going? It goes to charity. The deal, now it's a settlement, so it's not something that Peter Harvey had handed down as the appeals officer that was appointed by the NFL. It is in a settlement that the two sides came to where the money was involved in this as well and the added games. So it is something that won't be appealed, won't be pushed. There will be no added litigation to this. Deshaun Watson, by agreeing to this, will be accepting the suspension. So he's missing the first 3 months of the season for the Cleveland Browns, who have Jacoby Brissett as their backup quarterback. That's on the football side of things.
Yeah.
But Bart, again, yourself, just as a former player, 10 years in the league, your reaction to this, I don't remember seeing anything like this where an agreement is reached on punishment for a player. But 11 games, $5 million in fines. He also, there were a couple other things they wanted, including showing public contrition, which I believe he tried to do this weekend with that interview before the game one of the preseason. And then obviously the other part of it that's been talked about a lot is agreeing to counseling, getting treatment, which he also publicly acknowledged that he will be doing. So now his rehabilitation process begins of getting himself back to being a football player and trying to put some of this behind him. But still, 11 games the Browns without him, 11 games he has to sit out, $5 million in fines that he has to pay for all these transgressions.
I mean, to me, Roger Goodell just comes off as – I mean, he comes off bad to me in this one. I mean, okay, like Deshaun Watson agreed to 11-game suspension. He's probably saying, okay, my team is good enough maybe to still be there so we can maybe get a run. But this year is going to be – was a throwaway year anyway because that's why they had all the money put aside because,
right. Yeah,
pretty much what he's losing is the $5 million that he's given up out of $230 million guaranteed. That's a drop in the bucket, and that's pre-tax money for people out there.
And
so
remember,
it's not that he gets paid that and he gets taxed that.
And remember, he didn't play last season. His salary was $10 million last season,
so
it's half his salary of last season.
Exactly. So he's pretty much going to pay that fine. He still is going to have $225 million guaranteed coming to him. He's not going to lose a bunch from the 11-game game checks because they made sure that they structured his contract where he didn't get paid a lot of his money until next year. Now for Deshaun Watson, I know he said he's going to say that he wants to put this behind him and he just wanted to be able to move on and he came to a settlement. But, you know, at some point, he has to admit some level of guilt. And, you know, the people are going to want their pound of flesh. They're going to know, well, what are you apologizing for? What did you do? Mm-hmm. Right? And he still has the litigation going on with the other four girls that's out there that's still, you know, pressing charges and moving forward with it as well. So it's not over in that sense.
Right.
But, you know, for the Cleveland Browns, they took a calculated risk. It was because they were willing to guarantee the money that they were able to pry him away from Atlanta and maybe New Orleans. And, you know, to me, I think from a football standpoint, they still have some hope that they can maybe have him play some meaningful games and maybe still have an opportunity to win a championship this year. But, you know, they have to make some moves. And now the first thing that comes up is Jimmy G a legitimate option because Deshaun's not making that much money. Can they be able to stomach maybe trading Kareem Hunt to San Francisco to be able to get maybe San Francisco to eat some of Jimmy G's salary,
right?
So that they can be able to fit him underneath the salary cap, because that's a win-win for both teams. That's a win-win for Cleveland and Deshaun Watson and their ability and chances to still win a championship. Because I think when you put a guy like Jimmy G on the Cleveland Browns, you still have a legitimate chance to win a championship, because it's very similar to the team that he's leaving in San Francisco. Running the football, great at running the football, and because of Ernest Johnson, it makes a guy like Kareem Hunt, who's disgruntled right now, a little bit expendable.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number, because we want to put it out there. I know a lot of people would want to react to this one way or another, how you feel about it. Again, if you're just joining us, it is being reported right now by Jake Trotter, by also Adam Schefter, who cover, obviously, the NFL for us. It is an 11-game suspension, a $5 million fine for Deshaun Watson. That is an agreement. It is not something that was handed down by the league. It is something both sides came to an agreement to, which means this is it, that there is going to be no more as far as back and forth between him and the league on this matter. As Bart pointed out, and correctly pointed out, there's still, for him personally, civil lawsuit matters that he still has to deal with. But from the league perspective, this case will be closed. Now, from the Browns' perspective, like you also mentioned, it's 3 months without him. And I say that he's eligible to play in his first game would be at Houston against the Texans, his former team. But let's be honest, he's not allowed to be around the team. He can't be at the facility. Yeah. So you could argue that it really wouldn't be until they play at Cincinnati the following week in December. So let's just say he could play six, but likely only five games this season before the playoffs start. And you believe already, Bart, that is something that the Browns have to consider going after Jimmy G. You don't think that they can get through the first 3 months of the season with Brissett and then let Watson come in and try to be the player that you need him to be. Like, you don't think that that's a realistic option for them?
Not in that division. Not in that conference, right? You talk about the AFC. They should be hoping maybe to get one of the wild cards. We know already that the wild card is going to be tough to come by because of the AFC West, right? So now you know even within your division, you have the Baltimore Ravens, and you also have the reigning AFC champions in the Cincinnati Bengals. So if you don't want this to be a lost year, and remember, you still have a lot of guys there that eventually is going to have to get paid. They have to figure out how to replace and still have enough money for J.C. Trotter. That's why I look right at Kareem Hunt and say maybe he can be a guy that you can kind of dump money, because you're dumping his salary. And I don't know how much he makes. I'll pull it up in a second. But you're dumping his salary and you're giving it to San Francisco, so it's going to create some space. And then if San Francisco is able or willing to take on maybe $2 to $4 million, then now Jimmy G, potentially his salary can drop down to maybe $12 million. And then you can restructure a couple other guys. You go to a guy like Miles Garrett.
Jimmy G can restructure for you, too, to help you fit if that's
right,
the
but
case.
Well, Jimmy G's going to want his money. Right, so that's why you go to a guy. He's going to say, I want
Jimmy
my $18
million.
He's going
to want an opportunity too, right? He's going to want an opportunity.
Yeah, but he knows his opportunity is only going to go for so long. When Deshaun Watson is capable to play, he's not going to be able to play during the time that it matters.
Yes, but when's the trade deadline? Keep that in mind too. This is an ability for Jimmy G to showcase with the Browns, knowing, let's say a team has an injury at quarterback. And they know, Watson will be available to us later on.
Right.
And there's a team that needs a quarterback. All right, now I can trade Jimmy G for something.
And let Brissett hold Fort down for a game or two.
For a game or two. We'll see where all of this goes. But you mentioned this. This is something – and by the way, we will certainly get into the idea of the suspension and is it worthy and all that stuff. But the first and foremost when it comes to a sports talk show is the sports impact of it. And that, of course, involves the Browns, who are a team a lot of people think could be a contender this year. They've got that kind of roster. You're not the only one that thinks that they should make the move for Jimmy G. Here's Mike Tannenbaum.
I'm calling John Lynch, the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm trying to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm not taking anything away from Jacoby Brissett, because he's played good football. But once the NFL filed that appeal, Browns have to assume that Deshaun Watson won't be available this year. And if you can get someone like Jimmy Garoppolo with Jacoby Brissett to get through the rigors of a 17-game season, you have a chance to make the playoffs. You have a really good football team. But as it stands right now, with Jacoby Brissett, either Josh Dobbs or Josh Rosen are one hit away from playing.
All right, so we'll get Mike T at the bottom of the hour, and we'll go deeper, obviously, into that side of it, front office side of it, and how the Browns handle it. But, Bart, let's just go from now, of course, the suspension part of it. And this is something that has been a story in the NFL for over a year. And Is 11 games and a $5 million fine adequate in your mind?
I think it's excessive, right? Because this was a civil case. This wasn't a case where, like, he was found guilty. Two jurisdictions thought that it wasn't enough evidence to prosecute him. So now I hope that this is the beginning of the NFL taking allegations seriously. If we're talking about conduct detrimental, then I hope that we take this same energy and we apply it to a group that we're supposed to hold to a higher standard, and that's the ownership group of the Washington Commanders, and make sure that we keep that same energy, those same fines, those same suspensions to Daniel Snyder and everybody who was involved in years and years of that type of behavior at an organization that is supposed to be held to a higher standard than its employees.
I'll tell you what, and you brought this up before. Now, remember, all this stuff going on with Daniel Snyder with the government is still going on. I mean, there is still hearings and depositions and everything else that he's going through. I am curious to see if when that all is settled, what the league then does on that sense. Because, you know, I do think there has to be some type of parallel between the two.
Predatory.
The behaviors are not different.
Everything you say, predatory behavior.
Behaviors are not different. Right. They are not different. All right. Let's just, again, just so we get all this sound and so we remind everybody of this story as it's gone along. Roger Goodell, after the original Sue L. Robinson 6-game suspension was announced and the reasons that Sue L. Robinson put out there as such, Roger Goodell, and I thought it was kind of surprising, the commissioner of the league, very public about his opinion on what the punishment should be.
We've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence that there was multiple violations here, and they were egregious, and it was predatory behavior. Those are things that we felt, we always felt were really important for us to address in a way that's responsible.
And again, that's the phrasing used as well, the predatory behavior. As I mentioned, again, if you're just joining us, 11-game suspension for Deshaun Watson, a $5 million fine as well. It is something being reported by Jake Trotter and also Adam Schefter as an agreement, a settlement. So it is not something handed down by the league. It is something both sides have come to. So there should not be anything more after this. Deshaun Watson, as part of all that, you would think there would be some public contrition that needed to be said, which he hadn't done before. And also, obviously, some acknowledgement that he does need to get some help. Well, that is something that he at least approached doing last weekend.
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back, but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward.
Now, Bart, the one thing, though, that he will probably...
You don't really sound like you... That sound like you started to read a part of it, then you freelanced on the other part of it.
Okay.
I mean, and I don't think... I think this just...
Well, just for the record, he wasn't reading anything on this interview. In the video, he's just talking. He's being interviewed. It's not like he's reading from a script, but I get what you're saying. It does sound... It doesn't sound sincere. It sounds like I've got to hit these marks.
Points, yeah.
But who knows if he's – remember, he's 27 years old, right? Like who knows if he's not quite – like he's uncomfortable.
No, he's a great speaker. Like we've heard him in interviews before. He's
articulate. Yeah, it's easy to talk one way. When you're dealing with something like this, I can't imagine you're struggling to find words. Look, I'm not trying to paint him out to be a sympathetic figure at all. I'm just saying, like, he knows what he's got to do here. Yeah. He knows all the things he's got to do, but this is not easy to come back from. This was a guy that in college and early in his pro career, people loved him.
Squeaky clean.
Loved his story, loved everything about him. This is not going to be easy for him.
I think.
This is a guy that just signed $230 million fully guaranteed to play football.
I think it's going to be easier for him than maybe Ray Rice because there's no video. And we don't really know allegedly what he did. Like we have a couple of cases where they say he forced fellatio, but that's the only thing that we know that's going to come out. I think really I want to see if he's going to be willing to maybe up the ante and settle those other four cases because he doesn't want the details coming out. Because without the details, it's easy to forget in a season or two if he plays great football and continues to be who he was or who we thought he was before these allegations came out.
You think that goes away? I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, did we ever just stop looking at him the same way after all that stuff?
Nobody ever said anything about Big Ben afterwards. Like, people stopped, that stopped becoming a part of his narrative. Mm-hmm. It was all about Big Ben. He's a family man. He changed all that stuff around. We didn't use that. We didn't mention that. Now, we did as far as being in the media, because we never forget and we kind of hold those receipts.
Right.
But the masses, the fans, the even the opposing fans, nobody was going out there screaming, you know,
whatever. You don't have to come up with anything that anybody would have to say. That's fine.
Yeah, but they weren't.
We can imagine what could be said. But
well, they've already started.
It's a fair
right?
point. It did. It did eventually move on from him.
It stopped with Ray Lewis and the murder
case. But is that also a good
thing? The murder trial for Ray Lewis didn't define his career. At the end of his career, we stopped even talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but for Deshaun Watson, it's almost like you got to keep your head down and just play football. And for the Browns, you got to hope nothing else comes from this.
Yep.
Like, you got to hope nothing else is coming from this.
That's why.
And then again, from the NFL perspective, I mean, the commissioner made it clear. I wanted a full season. They got 11.
Yeah, he was just trying to stay face. And I also want to know, like, if this is the case, if you believe it was predatory behavior, and you feel like he was assisted by the NDA from the Houston Texans.
Why are you going to the
Texans?
Well, the
settled,
Texans,
but
yeah,
I'm talking about the NFL.
They had to pay a fine.
I want the NFL. No, they paid a fine. They volunteered to pay. They paid a fine. They should lose draft picks if they assisted a player to be able to have predatory behavior that they knew and they kept it under wraps because he was their starting quarterback. Then they need to be held accountable too. If we're doing this whole accountability check, then there's other people that's involved that should be held accountable as well.
Yeah, I believe that process was already either followed up and completed or is still ongoing. But I do know that there already has been some accountability on the part of the Houston Texans. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And there was breaking news in the NFL at the very top of the show, as Jake Trotter and Adam Schefter both reporting that Deshaun Watson of the Cleveland Browns has agreed to. So it was a settlement of an 11-game suspension, a $5 million fine for this season, which means he would not be eligible to play until week 12. And that game, well, actually it's week 13 if you think about it, they have a bye. That game would be at Houston, his former team, where all this stuff happened against the Texans. He could essentially play in 6 or 5, depending on his availability, being ready to play for the rest of the season. And so now the Browns have to consider what they've got to navigate now going forward here. And then is, of course, the NFL having to deal with whether people think this is enough or it should have been more. And that's what we want to hear from you. So let's begin with the calls. We go to Virginia first, and we talk to Junior. Junior.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
How are we doing today, fellas?
All right.
Hey, I was just saying, if the Browns go out and say they pick up Jimmy G, you know, Deshaun Watson's going to be out for the 11 games. Say they go, you know, 8-3 and 9-2 are in the playoff hunt. Are they just going to dump Jimmy G and go with Deshaun, who hasn't played in almost 2 years?
Yeah, you have to. I believe you try and recoup whatever you gave up for him by maybe trading him to somebody who's got an injured quarterback or somebody's going to lose their quarterback. If Jimmy G's balled out and looked great in the system, now his value's up, and now you can go ahead and trade him, and you hope that Deshaun Watson can get back to form. You know, he's going to have a month to kind of essentially preseason to be ready to go.
But what if they're 11-0?
Man.
Doing that?
If they're,
like, if you're 10-1, if you're 9-2, like you're just going to say, no, Jimmy's out.
If they're 11 and 0,
because of Jimmy G. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
All right.
It's because of the other pieces.
That's the answer.
Mess around and Jimmy G mess around and win a Super Bowl, then how much pressure are you going to put on Deshaun Watson to in the rest of his career if he can't live up to those expectations and he's the guy you're paying $230 million?
It is actually amazing to think that if you had. That if you're the Cleveland Browns and everything that they have been through, it is just amazing to think. Imagine if that happens. All right, we got some statements from ownership in Cleveland, also from Deshaun Watson, that I'll reach you here. We got your calls. We'll get back to them because I know a lot of people want to sound off on this. Deshaun Watson's statement is this. This is through the Cleveland Browns. I'm grateful that the disciplinary process has ended and extremely appreciative of the tremendous support I've received throughout my short time with the Browns organization. I apologize once again for any pain this situation has caused. I take accountability for the decisions I made. My focus going forward is on working to become the best version of myself on and off the field and supporting my teammates however possible while I'm away from the team. I'm excited about what the future holds for me in Cleveland. Bart, it's very much the same script he said over the weekend in his interview.
He just needs to fade to black. Go away. Don't be a
distraction. Now, from ownership, D and Jimmy Haslam said, as we have previously conveyed, Deshaun and his representatives have abided by the NFL and NFLPA structure, awaiting a final decision, and we have respected the process. Now that a decision on discipline has been reached, we understand this is a real opportunity to create meaningful change, and we are committed to investing in programs in Northeast Ohio that will educate our youth regarding awareness, understanding, and most importantly, prevention of sexual misconduct and the many underlying causes of such behavior. Since Deshaun entered our building, he has been an outstanding member of our organization and show a true dedication to working on himself both on and off the field. We will continue to support him as he focuses on earning the trust of our community. So those are the statements from D and Jimmy Haslam, the owners of the Browns, and also just previously to that, statement from Deshaun Watson. We have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, we've got more to get to, of course. Mike Tannenbaum is going to join us to talk about what he thinks the Browns should do. But before we get to all that, do me a favor. Tell us about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverages, and speeds may vary.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And now, real quick, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. See, that's it. I just flubbed it. Good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. Let's kind of rush through things here because we really want to get to a lot of business at hand today. And the breaking news, the very top of the show, is the Deshaun Watson news that there is now a settlement on his punishment following the appeal process. Both sides have agreed. Yes, both sides have agreed here to 11 games, a $5 million fine. So he will not be available for the first 3 months of the season. There's a lot to get to on his side of things, on the league side of things, on the off-the-field take on this, and we certainly have calls on it. We will get to those things. But there's also, from the Browns' perspective, a team thing on this. And to do that, we talk with someone with a lot of front office experience. That is, of course, Mike Tannenbaum, who joins us right now. Mike, how you doing?
Uncle TB.
Mike, you got us?
Hey, guys. Yep, you guys got me.
Yeah, yes. I know it's got to be hot for you right now. I know Deshaun's doing a live interview now. I know all that craziness going on. Like, you know, from the team perspective, do you still believe that, you know, maybe they need to go get Jimmy G and maybe trade Kareem Hunt and see if they'll take – if San Francisco will take some of that cash on?
Absolutely. More so now than before, Bart, because I think they have a chance to have a really good team. So from a football standpoint, what comes out of today's – ruling is that,
and we lost Mike T.
The Ravens.
There he is.
Pittsburgh's always going to be tough, and if I could go get Jimmy G, guys, I'm going to go do that.
Now, Alan brought up a great idea. He said maybe you keep Jimmy G right before the trade deadline, and if everything is good, then maybe you can get some assets back for him, and maybe a guy like Jacoby Brissett can maybe hold the fort down for a game or two as you try and get him back in rhythm and prepare for the postseason. But if Jimmy G is – if you do get Jimmy G in this hypothetical world and he's going, Do you just let him go, or do you say, okay, let's trade him because we don't want him to win the Super Bowl, and that puts way too much pressure on Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, look, that's a great problem to have. You know, you can never have enough depth at the quarterback position, especially given the rigors of a 17-game regular season. So if you have Jimmy G and he's playing good football and we're sitting here in late November and Deshaun Watson's coming back, to me that's like scenario A for the Browns, because Deshaun Watson will have missed, you know, the better part of 2 years in terms of, you know, playing football games. So I think those are great problems to have, actually.
Good problems to have, but still, it is certainly something to think about. Now, when you think about like 3 months without your starting quarterback, and you have said this many times also before, Brissett is a guy that is you are one hit away from having, a third string quarterback taking over a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. So it's what you have said it over and over again that you would do this, but what about your expectation? Do you expect they will do something about the quarterback position because it is 11 games?
You know, I think now that they have certainty, I think they have to strongly consider it, because for the reasons we just talked about, they have a really good football team. And now what happens if, you know, Jacoby Brissett, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, high ankle sprain, you know, soft tissue injury, misses a couple games. Again, every game is so consequential in the NFL, and not to have a meaningful backup and to put your great roster in the hands of one of those two very unproven quarterbacks, I just don't think that's being responsible.
Now, Mike Tannenbaum, go ahead, Bart. I just wanted to reintroduce him. Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on the show.
Now, Mike, as far as from, like, you know, the precedent that was set, right? We had an arbitrator. She made a ruling. It wasn't up to the satisfaction of the NFL and the commissioner. And, you know, ultimately it came down to a settlement. How do we think about this process? Was this process collective bargain to be able to operate this way? Or is there something flawed in the system that's going to have to be corrected and maybe amended? And also, how does this affect the Washington Commanders going forward?
Yeah, those are all great questions, Bart. I would say this. I know that how much the league values the relationship with the Players Association, and I'm sure if they had their druthers, Judge Robinson, who's the new third-party, mutually agreed-upon head of player discipline arbiter, I'm sure they did not want to, in the very first case, guys, want to overrule her. But I think because of the facts of this case, I don't think they had a choice, and I think there's a sense of validation today from their standpoint that, you know, you go from 6 games to 11 and $5 million. That's a very substantial increase in discipline. As it relates to the Commanders, I think that's a little bit different, because if there's going to be additional discipline on Dan Snyder, that would be something that would be handled by the commissioner. We're talking about player discipline, and this would be under a different purview.
Yeah, it's not, Daniel Snyder is the team was fined $10 million after the investigation, but more comes from after, you know, his deposition with the congressional committee, and we see obviously the results of that investigation. But Mike, I mean, can you tell me if you've seen this before? And you'd have to forgive me if I forgot one that might be an obvious one where there has been an appeals process and then it's a settlement rather than, you know, the league coming down and making a decision. I don't ever recall a settlement when it comes to a punishment.
Yeah. So, and again, Al, I think it bears repeating, like, this is the first time, this is a new 10-year agreement between the league and the Players Association. So this whole new system is completely new. And the whole idea of it was to take player discipline outside the purview of the commissioner and have a third party handle it. And that was based on a lot of sort of the complaints that the players had over the years. And the league, you know, agreed to it with the caveat that they could appeal. And this, you know, again, this is the first time, the first instance in a new 10-year agreement that we went through this process. And the league did, in fact, appeal. I think what's really interesting is moving forward, you know, what happens in the next case.
Yeah, and we'll see. But, again, right now it's 11 games, $5 million fine. And what at least we know is that this part of the process is over. Now he just serves the time, and then we see, obviously, where all this stuff goes from here. Mike, thanks as always for the insight. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right, that's Mike Tannenbaum again, ESPN NFL front office insider, and he's still all in on Jimmy G, and what an interesting whole scenario that could be if the Browns somehow, some way, say, you know what, we need to shore up that position, and let's get in a guy that's been to a Super Bowl, been to a conference final, championship game, and then we have the idea of, hey, if it goes well, we could trade him and get some assets for him, and he could continue to go somewhere where maybe there's a team that needs a quarterback that might be on the cusp of making the playoffs. And also for Jimmy G, it's a way to, instead of sitting around or being a backup somewhere, I get a chance to play with a really good team. So it works out for everyone. Or do you say, no, we believe in Jacoby Brissett. There's no reason to do anything more.
Well,
and they just go forward. So we got your calls coming up on this stuff, Bart. We got a lot more to do certainly on this, a lot more of else that we've got to do in the world of sports today. But this is obviously the top story. But before we go, though, Bart, please tell us about Vivid Seats.
The 2022 baseball season is in full swing, and you can be there to catch all the live action with Vivid Seats. Get out to the ballpark and experience every home run, every web jam, every walk-off, just like yesterday with those Yankees. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can start earning free tickets with your very first purchase. Buy tickets. I knew that would get Allen. Buy 10 tickets and get the 11th one free. That's like getting 10% back on every ticket. From the box seats to the bleachers, Vivid Seats has you covered with tickets at great prices all summer long. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn. Allen Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So the Deshaun Watson suspension, an agreement has been made. So he'll get 11 games. He'll pay a $5 million fine. He's speaking right now. We'll get some audio for you coming up soon because you got to hear it. If you were looking for contrition, let's just say, you know.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Let's just say that. Let's get your calls in the meantime. And let's go. Let's see. Let's go to we go to Montreal. And let's talk to Rick. What's up, Rick?
How you doing?
All right.
You guys are the best. Love listening to you. Listen, this may sound insensitive, but I think he got a really, really raw deal. Maybe 2-3 games for bad publicity. But if this sounds bad, I can't help it. He didn't meet these girls in the lineup at McDonald's or through the drive-thru at Dairy Queen. I think if people like him didn't go to those places, that's where they'd be working. If that sounds bad, I'm sorry. Not one of them showed up with a scratch in their face or bruise or any damage in any ways. I think they'll all become actresses in the future.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's your opinion, Rick.
It's a bit of the population that believes, that thinks the same way that Rick does.
There
apparently
is.
me and Han does not. I mean, I think that the president was set with Ben Roethlisberger. It should have been 6 games. But clearly he knew that he had did something wrong because he wouldn't, you know, if I felt like I had did nothing wrong, I would have stood on that and I wouldn't have budged off of it. We thought that's what he was going to do, but now he's admitting some level of guilt. And
it was
not
66
going to take it.
Women
yeah.
in the New York Times article who all pointed to sexual misconduct that they all felt was, you know, inappropriate while, you know, they showed up hired to, you know, give him a massage. And out of them, 24 filed civil complaints. So, and I guess the point that a lot of people will probably try to make is that none of them were criminal, right? That was thrown out of criminal court because there wasn't enough, whatever it's evidence or anything else.
Right.
So what it is, though, is it's still inappropriate behavior by a public figure.
And that's all.
And as we know, this stuff, and as we know, this
conduct
is where it begins.
Is a wide.
And if you're the NFL, you don't like. We don't want to have somebody like that. It's as simple as that. You know, I think it's that. But we probably will get people that have the same opinion as Rick. And I understand that. Look, we got to be grown-ups here. We all can't just try to pretend like we clutch our pearls at this stuff. There are times, Bart, you played in the league for 10 years. I mean, you know, some situations you kind of know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that every situation is handled that way. So I might be ambiguous there, but I have to because I'm being counted down. We're back in 10 seconds. Guys, Bart and Hahn, Allen Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. If you're just joining us, Deshaun Watson and the NFL have come to an agreement on his punishment. Yes, I am saying that correctly. It is an agreement, a settlement, 11 games, $5 million fine. His first availability will be in December. And the first game he is eligible to play, whether or not he plays in it, is, you know, still remains to be seen. at Houston against the Texans, as you know, where all of this started for him. We will get you reaction from Deshaun Watson, who is speaking with media right now. But let's take a listen to some Diana Russini, who has some reaction as well.
Watson's camp really felt like they had no other choice. They're still angry about those six games. So now it's 11. So to them, this is too many games. They still stand by the fact that they are denying all of this.
And you will hear Deshaun Watson do exactly that once we get all that sound up and approved and ready to bring to you. How about this, Bart? Spotrac breaks down the contract and all the implications for him. As you mentioned, this first year of the deal, it was what, $1 million, right? Like, yeah, that was supposed to be his salary for the season. His salary is $1 million.
That was
bucks
done purposely.
Out of the 235 that he signed for, fully guaranteed. So he will, by losing 11 games, Spotrac saying he will lose $632,500. And then plus the $5 million fine as well. He's still getting this year $45.3 million because that's what he gets upon signing.
Right.
And so after this season, he's still guaranteed $184 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's why him and his team did it that way. They totally understood what they were getting themselves into, and they knew what the possible implications were. They knew that a fine was looming, and his agent did a great job in making sure that his salary was for next year because he knew he was going to lose right. some games. He just didn't know how many. Mm-hmm. And listen, you know, when you look at it, the NFL wanted a full season. It was at six. They just met in the middle. That's all they did. They just came directly in the middle and met in the middle. Say, listen, you guys don't have any evidence. We can appeal this. And one thing Deshaun Watson didn't want to have to do is I believe he didn't want to have to file for reinstatement, which is what happens when you're suspended for an entire year. You have to be, you'll file for reinstatement. So he may still have to file for reinstatement as well, but I think I don't think he has to. But that was a big thing, I think, that he didn't want to have to go through that process as well. Because then you have to show what you did and what you learned and what you did in between. This time, now when it's 11 games up, he just goes back to play football.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We continue with the calls. Man, a lot of people want to sound off on this. Dana is in Virginia. Dana.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to get it to you from the barbershop perspective, barbershop talk.
Okay.
I ain't talking about the barbershops.
Right, just keep it clean because we don't want to have to drop you for saying any of the seven words you can't say. But give us the barbershop.
I'm gonna keep it clean. In the barbershop talk, what the commissioner did with Deshaun Watson, man, we look at that as straight garbage because you have the owner of the Patriots was participating in the same activity, and that straight got brushed up under the rug. We didn't hear nothing else about it. It's just that he was able to pay for it. Deshaun Watson didn't get the chance to do whatever he did. And the other thing with Ben Roethlisberger, then the other thing with Dan Snyder, he called this man a predator. What do the name call to come in affecting this, eh? Why he got to be called a name? That's what get me in. That's the barber talk, man. We sick of it, for real.
Now, keeping this in mind, just to be, again, factual, Robert Kraft, those charges were dropped.
Well, but he was caught, but he still was caught in a sting operation. He was a byproduct of it. They weren't there for him, but he got caught up going there.
Yeah, but again, so for the league, though, again, how do they respond to it? Daniel Snyder, the team paid a $10 million fine for the investigation into all the things that went on there. And now he's in front of a congressional committee that he's did a whole 10 hours of deposition that he's going to have to, of course, whatever results of that, they'll have to follow up. They will have to if anything else follows that. But you know, that whole massage parlor thing, like, he was cleared of it, believe it or not.
Yeah, but I mean, that we know that was his lawyers and that was his machine working too, because the tape is the tape. They bought the tape. They never saw the tape. If that would have been an athlete, that would have been on TMZ, that would have been on internet seen.
I agree with you. Right? I agree with you. Right. And then they had the tape destroyed. I agree with you. What I'm saying, though, is if you're the league, legally, you can't do anything. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just say, well, we're going to fine you anyway because that was embarrassing. Like, it's just you have to follow. That's how it goes.
But the Kraft got fined more for deflated balls than what he did in that damn parlor.
For inflated, yes.
Right, for what he did in the parlor. That's conduct detrimental. That's a black eye on the NFL.
Again, though.
But you're supposed to hold the owners to a higher. But you have
follow the process, though. You have to understand. Like I get, you and I are not disagreeing. Yeah. You were not disagreeing. But to say the league didn't do something, it's because they couldn't do something.
They could have fined him for conduct detrimental, black eye. He still was on the damn tape. They know he was on the damn tape. They could have used their NFL investigators to view the tape.
And
they
then
have to show
Kraft
it to us.
Could have then countersued the league, and then it turns into the whole ugly litigation thing that really.
Right,
I
you
mean,
can't sue your boss.
Right.
But the thing is, don't give me this more
so
comedy
you
get
wrong,
on this soapbox about
but,
Deshaun
but
Watson
factually,
and how that's not enough.
To,
how can you find Deshaun Watson half the price you find a $1 billion organization?
Well, that part is, I don't know how they come up with that number.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, I think that, again, that was half of last year's salary. I think that has to be it. The fact that they just went with half of last year's salary, because I believe I saw some reports that originally they wanted to be the whole thing. They wanted to acknowledge last year you were suspended for the whole year. And I think that's what they were saying. We'll give you $10 million because we'll call last year a suspension
well,
and then
I
only
want,
give me $6
million. I just want Goodell to have the same outrage.
Right. We will hear from Deshaun Watson next. Bart Knott, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.